Being Dracula was a blessing and a curse. The haunted life of Bela Lugosi. Bela Lugosi was a Hungarian actor of stage and screen. Born as Bela Ferenc Dezső Belasco, he later became known in the Western world as Bela Lugosi. He lived 73 years, from 20th of October 1882 to 16th of August 1956. In his most famous role, he became the face of Dracula, a role he was unable to shake for the majority of his career. Lugosi honoured the town in which he was born when he changed his name. He was born in a town called Lugos. In an amazing coincidence, Lugosi was born near the western border of Transylvania, in a town that was not far from the Carpathian Mountains. This was the area where the fictional Count Dracula was from, and perhaps helped him to play the role with more feeling and authenticity than others could have managed, thanks not only to his genuine accent, but his knowledge of the area. At the age of 11, Lugosi ran away from home and began doing odd jobs, including stage acting. He studied at the Budapest Academy of Theatrical Arts and made his stage debut in 1901. From 1913 to 1919, he was a member of the National Theatre. While in Budapest, he also acted in several Hungarian films, often under the name Aristid Alt. He went to Germany in 1919 and acted in films there until he immigrated to the United States in 1921. His first stage role in the US was The Red Poppy. Unable to speak English, he was forced to learn the role by rote. He was rewarded with excellent reviews and earned his first US film role, a villainous part in The Silent Command, 1923. In 1927, he managed to land the title role in the Broadway production of Bram Stoker's novel Dracula. The production was a success, and Lugosi stayed with the show for the duration of its three-year run. In 1929, he married a wealthy widow named Beatrice Weeks. Their union lasted only 3 days. The divorce named Clara Bow as the other woman. It was a media sensation and launched him into national notoriety. Lugosi became a national celebrity when he renewed his stage success for the Universal Pictures film adaptation of Dracula, 1931. With his slow, thickly accented voice, he etched lines such as "I never drink wine" into the national consciousness, and Lugosi's name was thereafter associated with the blood-sucking count. The success of Universal Frankenstein in the same year established the studio as the top producer of horror films, and Lugosi and Boris Karloff, who starred in the role of Frankenstein's monster, a role Lugosi had turned down, as kings of the genre. Lugosi's subsequent shockers include an adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's murders in The Rue Morgue, 1932, White Zombie, 1932, Island of Lost Souls, 1933, and Mark of the Vampire, 1935. He co-starred with Karloff in several films, including The Black Cat, 1934, The Raven, 1935, and The Invisible Ray, 1936. And he appeared occasionally in non-horror films, such as the Paramount Pictures all-star comedy International House, 1933, and Ernst Lubitsch's Ninotchka, 1939. Although Lugosi is most associated with the role of Dracula, many regard his portrayal of the half-crazed, broken-necked Igor in Son of Frankenstein, 1939, to be his finest screen performance. He again played Igor in The Ghost of Frankenstein, 1942, but by that time, Lugosi's star had faded. Thereafter, he appeared in numerous low-budget, forgettable films. There was a few exceptions, such as his appearance in Frankenstein's Monster, the role he had turned down in 1931, in Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, 1943. He teamed with Karloff again in the eerie The Body Snatcher, 1945, and he returned to the role of Dracula in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, 1948. He ended his career working for the legendary worst director of all time, Edward D. Wood Jr. Wood loved Lugosi and cast him in numerous low-budget pictures. Their collaboration produced such staggeringly shoddy efforts as Glen or Glenda, 1953, Bride of the Monster, 1956, and Plan 9 from Outer Space, filmed 1956, released 1958, all now unintentionally hilarious cult favourites. Bela often described Dracula as a blessing and a curse, for the role that made him a star also trapped him in the horror genre of films. Numerous factors, like his expensive living, long-life habit of womanizing, and that confounded accent of his, led to him being demoted to smaller roles or B-grade movies. Lugosi's decline into poverty and obscurity was accompanied by a growing dependence on narcotics. Surviving largely on stage plays, low-budget movies and guest appearances on and off-screen, as Dracula, of course, Bela battled an addiction to painkillers for chronic leg pain until 1955, when he voluntarily committed himself to the state hospital in Norwalk, California, as a drug addict. He was released later that year. Then on August 16, 1956, Lugosi died from a heart attack in his modest home, allegedly clutching a script to a film called The Final Curtain. Lugosi was buried as he wished, wearing the long black cape that he had worn in Dracula. Interesting facts. His son, Bela Lugosi Jr., practices law in Los Angeles, California, 1995. On the set, he camouflaged his drug addiction by sipping burgundy. Near the sad end of his life, Lugosi allegedly had at least one methadone-addled fantasy that Karloff was a boogeyman out to get him. He had a long and extensive classical career in Hungary, including roles in Hamlet, Macbeth, King Lear, Taming of the Shrew, and Richard III. At the time of his death, Lugosi was in such poor financial straits that Frank Sinatra quietly paid for his funeral. His Los Angeles home was purchased by Johnny Depp, the actor who portrayed his friend Edward D. Wood Jr. in the film Ed Wood, 1994. He was immortalized in the song Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus, which was featured in The Hunter, 1983, and went on to become a dance floor mainstay at goth dance clubs in the 1980s. The lyrics of the song described him in his Dracula costume, along with undead, undead, undead being chanted during the song's chorus. His performance in Todd Browning's Dracula, 1931, created such a sensation that he reportedly received more fan mail from females than even Clark Gable. He was portrayed by Martin Landau in Ed Wood, 1994, who won an Oscar for impersonating him. Bela Lugosi and the English language. His grasp of the English language was virtually non-existent, and he learned his lines phonetically, resulting in an accented, resonant baritone, which made his readings among the most distinctive and imitated in performing history. In 1924, Lugosi signed on to direct a drama titled The Right to Dream, but unable to communicate with his cast and crew, he was quickly fired. He sued the producers, but was found by the court to be unable to helm a theatrical production and was ordered to pay fines totaling close to $70. When he refused, the contents of his apartment were auctioned off to pay his costs. An inauspicious beginning to his life in America, indeed. He still spoke very little English by the time he shot Dracula, 1931. He had made his role famous on Broadway, but most of his lines he had learned phonetically and used the same technique for the film version. It was another 2 years after he shot Dracula before he became fluent in English, although he had made several films after that one.